Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here, talking about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, even a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. On my Faith and Freedom show, yes, for this radio station, Frank Talk 104.3 FM, one of the Liberty Works radio network stations. I want to tell you about something. It's going to be very interesting. You've been seeing something in the news happening in Ireland, where the IMF and the Bank for International Settlements and all these other guys get together and declared to the world that Ireland desperately needed a bailout. Ireland wasn't asking for a bailout, but Ireland, whether they like it or not, desperately needs a bailout. And so we've got this money we've set aside available for Ireland, even if they didn't want to ask for it. Of course, the effect that that has on those who were about to invest in Ireland makes them withdraw their support. They can't rely. Everything gets put in check. Uh-oh, there's been an announcement. We didn't know that they were about to collapse and desperately needed a bailout. Let's withhold these decisions we were about to make that would have been a mutual support of Ireland and our own personal capital ends. Well, that's what happened recently, folks. The people that were supposedly in charge of the government of Ireland said no. The people of Ireland said no. Don't do it. We're managing our affairs. We're cutting back on our debt. We're taking over. We're maintaining our sovereignty and not being a slave to somebody else. You realize that the borrower is slave to the lender. That's right in the Bible. Sir William Blackstone said that we're obligated to obey those upon whom we depend. That's the law. And they said, we would like to remain free, and actually we'd like to recover our freedom. We don't want a bailout. Get thee behind me, Satan. Well, notwithstanding all that, something happened. There was a financial coup that somehow happened in Ireland due to the pressures of, most likely, I say, the pressures that happened once this thing was announced by some foreign entity, some banking entity, that Ireland was on the brink of collapse. An external source who had all this money available that they were going to lend them, this money pool. So folks, 6 months ago, more than 6 months ago, it was February 2010, I had a broadcast. It was a financial tsunami warning. There is a tsunami wave financial that has made landfall in Ireland, as I forecast in February 2010. We're not just lying to you here, folks, at Liberty Works Radio Network. We're not just doing this for your mid-flight entertainment so you can be gratified. We're actually sacrificing our lives. The broadcasters here at Liberty Works Radio Network and the studio this gets fed to, and even the station that's broadcasting, are making great sacrifices in our lives, in our fame, our fortune, whatever's our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor, because of our duty to Almighty God, to our posterity, our own bloodline, but also to our neighbor, that is you. Don't just let this whisk by you as a means of your gratifying yourself in entertainment. Pay attention. There is a creator. He made man as in his image. Man has fallen away, has chosen a path on his own, has become vicious, corrupt, and degenerate, in the words of John Locke. He used those terms, vicious, corrupt, and degenerate. The founders of this nation understood that, and so they set up government as in separate branches and separate powers because they understood that corrupt, vicious, and degenerate men will have ambitions that are self-serving, and if they could put self-serving ambitions competing against self-serving ambitions, it was the only thing to check vicious and corrupt and degenerate men. Pay attention to what's going on. You need to come to a place that your life is in order, that you have your right relationship with the creator of the universe who's already made a mechanism for your restoration, and you're able to live in a right way according to your original design. That's my message here in the Faith and Freedom Show, and I'm going to use these opportunities to start connecting these dots for you so you can see that what we're talking about is true. The truth is ringing out, folks. It's resonating in your very soul. Some of you have been caught up in the pandemic of dementia so long that it makes you struggle in your brain when you hear truth resounding on these broadcasts. So I want you to tune in and listen and tell your friends. Go ahead and give them a call and tell them to listen to this broadcast. It's going to be rebroadcast at faithfreedoms.net, faithfreedoms.net, so that you can tell your friends about it. They can link to it and see how we've connected these dots. And then another report of a significant, one of a kind of a devastating wave. That's something to keep an eye on. In analogy, it relates to something that I want you guys to be aware of. There's something in the news that I came across in my search for the news going actually across the globe, starting in New Zealand. I search, as I've said before, I start my search in New Zealand. Those guys don't really know what they're reporting sometimes. Sometimes they report news and don't realize how important it is to not report what they're reporting. There are some news agencies around the globe who would not normally report what gets reported in New Zealand Herald. So I really appreciate those guys. A lot of times I find articles that are, they come from the United States and there's something that's significant to the United States, but they're not being reported in the United States. A lot of it has to do with global warming. A lot of it has to do with global financial situations. And there's some very important thing. Significant stuff is going on, folks. And a lot of times you're seeing things in a mainstream media, and it's merely a distraction. So what we're going to try to do here on what I call the Faith and Freedom Show, I'm David Allen Carmichael. I'm going to talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. And I've got a tsunami warning for you I found overseas. That's what started this conversation. It's about your financial crisis and financial control and global control of what you're doing in your neighborhood, notwithstanding any desires of your own heart, notwithstanding law. There's a change of law going on globally right now. It's been predicted a long time ago. Yeah, about 1,500 years ago, this stuff was mentioned, what we're seeing today. There's a, not 1,500 years ago, 2,500 years ago. There is a tsunami coming, a global tsunami that I'm going to, as a service, my ministry to you, is I'm going to warn you. And you're supposed to be getting ready. It's like if there's a tsunami coming and they tell you, make sure that if you're on the coast in a certain area, make sure that you're in a well-reinforced building and that you are up on the third level or higher. Or move inland during a certain period. Otherwise, you very well may be swept out to sea. What would you do? What kind of preparations do you take? When the hurricane is coming, some of you guys just kind of batten down the hatches and stick around, depending on where you are, how close you are to the coast. What preparations do you make? But they've given a warning and saying, be ready during this time frame. As they say, make sure that you're off the beach, that you're away from the coast. Because something happened far away that you can't tell just now. You're not seeing the effects of it, but it's going to come and get you. It may be much more significant than the near-term ripple effects that you see from the initial reports. I want you to take note of what I'm going to tell you, and we'll see if this is something that you're going to have to be concerned about in the near and long term. The IMF, that's the International Monetary Fund, considers a billion-dollar crisis fund. And you may not be able to initially connect the dots on this, but I want you to see something. And if you can start connecting the dots over time, you're going to see that this is pointing in your direction. If you do what we called in an acoustic analysis, we called it line integration. It's a little marks on this paper. And if you look straight down at that mark, it wouldn't be significant to you. But when you change your angle and look to see how that dot lines up with other dots, you see it's called line integration. And you can connect the dots and see that there's something there that you need to be concerned about. So we're going to do a little line integration. IMF considers billion-dollar crisis fund. The International Monetary Fund is considering a new multi-billion-dollar lending arrangement it could deploy during crisis, which would offer money to countries. Now, listen to this. Even if they did not ask for it. Even if they do not ask for it. We've seen this in the recent history in the United States, is that
banks. In fact, in the West Coast, I know somebody, a relative of mine, went to a bank and said, hey, I know this math. I used to work for a company that had to measure how banks are doing. And you guys are doing fine. Why are you taking stimulus money? Why are you taking this? They said, well, they told us we had to. What? What? Who told you a private bank had to? Who was it? Was it the Secretary of the Treasury? Was it the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board? Was it some congressperson? What is going on behind the curtain? We don't know. But they were told, oh, we have to take it. No, you don't have to take it. I saw some legislation here in Virginia. They said, we're going to create this regional government. We're going to sneak this bill in at the last minute. It's going to totally violate all these parts of the Virginia Constitution. And by the way, delegate, the most powerful people in that group of elected officials, both Democrat and Republican, said to these guys who are probably less powerful, if you want to be here next year, you're going to vote yes on this or you're out of here. We've got power. You're out of here. So, guys, oh, I'm important here. I'm unreplaceable. I had to vote yes. I knew it was against the Constitution, but I had to vote yes. And then they said, and by the way, the region, the local regions where we were creating this unconstitutional regional government, the regions could vote it down. They don't have to accept it. So I realized that I wasn't doing too much damage when I voted yes. And then when it got to the regions, the mayor said, we don't have any choice. We have to say yes. The legislature's posed this on it. We got guys who are in power. There's a little handshake going on. Maybe they're in a certain club. They got a certain ring on, or I don't know what they do. There's a little sign language going on that most of us don't detect. I don't know what's going on, but how come they're all marching to the same beat? And it's not the guys who are elected into office that are making these decisions. It's somebody running a bank someplace. It's somebody running a funding stream someplace on the planet. And the more that they invest or inject their fingers of funding, their funding stream, the more their flood has an impact on the planet. So what happens is, let's take a biblical perspective. The borrower is slave to the lender. Let's see what this report says. The International Monetary Fund was considering a new multi-billion dollar lending arrangement it could deploy during crisis, which would offer money to countries even if they did not ask for it. Now, how do they pull that one off? Dear Nigeria, you owe us $4 billion. Love the IMF. Don't know how they're going to pull that off. Under the multi-country credit line. Now, watch this. See these little key words? I want you to use some critical thinking here. When you see words like multi-country credit line, step back a little bit and think about that. Multi-country credit line? How do you have an independent, sovereign nation with its own accountability, with its own laws, its own people, have a multi-country credit line? How are they put in debt to a global banking funding stream cartel, whether they want it or not, and cross country boundaries? Under the multi-country credit line, the IMF would for the first time make money available to groups of countries that it believed. Now watch this. The IMF is going to believe. We're going to come back to this. This is important for you folks. Nobody's going to tell you this. And it's a tsunami heading your way. It's trying to work its way across Florida. In fact, last year you saw some proposals to change your constitution and to weaken your rights so that you won't be protected from the tsunami that's coming your way. I want you to tune in, pay attention. The number here is 888-850-1872.